time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I can. Alonzo has 4. Roxanne and Peter each have 3.
We flipped a coin. Roxanne is elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, a high court in the UK ruled that a parliamentary vote was required before Britain could proceed with blank.
Brexit.
Right. On Thursday, Iraqi troops entered the ISIS-held city of blank.
Mosul.
Right. Late Wednesday, central Italy was hit by the fourth blank in 2 weeks.
Earthquake.
Right. This week, CNN confirmed that they had cut ties with Donald Brazil for allegedly leaking debate questions to blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes. After 50 years, the Jacksonville Suns baseball team announced it was changing its name to blank.
Jacksonville Daughters.
No, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. During a speech this week, Pope Francis said that the Catholic Church would likely never allow blanks to serve as priests.
Female priests.
Yes, yeah. Garth Brooks, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood were the big winners at this year's Blank Awards.
CMAs.
Right, Country Music Awards. Just down the street, a woman in Germany lost her driver's license this week after she blanked.
She applied naked at the German Department of Motor Vehicles, and they rejected her because she was not drunk enough.
No. She drove to the police station drunk at 3 a.m. to apply for a job.
Same thing. So close.
That is true.
Yeah, half a point.
A few key words were in there.
Half a point.
When she asked for a job application at 3 in the morning, the officer on duty suspected she might be drunk and asked her to take a breathalyzer test, which showed that she was well above the legal limit. The woman was able to spin it to her advantage. She told the officer, quote, "This is just proof that I'm a hard worker, and I don't give anything less than 110%, not even my blood alcohol level." Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
She got 6 right, 12 more points, total of 15, and she has the lead.
All right, then. All right, Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a 50% increase in open enrollment for blank.
Obamacare?
Right. At the end of a 2-day meeting, the Fed announced they would leave blank unchanged.
The interest rate.
Right. According to a new report from the International Energy Agency, blank now accounts for 23% of global power.
China.
Renewable energy.
Oh.
On Thursday, researchers found that blank mutated during the West African epidemic.
Ebola.
Right. This week, Montana Mills, the rapper behind a song called Sell Drugs, was arrested for blanking.
Selling drugs?
Yes. This week, several Republican lawmakers suggested that Paul Ryan would step down as blank after the election.
House Speaker.
Yes. Customizable wine bottles and her own cookbook were just a few of the items on blank's 2016 list of her favorite things.
Ugh. Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, Oprah.
Okay, good.
Glamour Magazine released their annual Woman of the Year issue this week, which included Simone Biles, Christine Lagarde, and blank.
Women of the Year?
Yes.
Donald Trump.
No, it's Bono. Bono, who, after forcing his music onto your iPhone, has gotten pretty good at showing up in places where he doesn't belong, was named one of Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year. Glamour uses such criteria in their search for Women of the Year as checking the candidates' contributions to global good and never looking at the candidates' Adam's apple. Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13, but Roxanne still has the lead.
All right. Therefore, it's a question, how much does Alonzo need to beat Roxanne?
He needs 6.
All right, Alonzo.
Pressure.
This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Obama said the Army Corps of Engineers was weighing whether or not to reroute the blank pipeline.
Dakota Access.
Right. This week, the UN warned that the Paris Agreement would not be enough to stave off the worst effects of blank.
Global warming.
Right. This week, an FBI-related Twitter account released information on blank's pardon of financier Mark Rich.
Barack Obama.
No, Bill Clinton's from 15 years ago. Demonstrating that Donald Trump was correct to worry about voter fraud, this week a woman in Iowa was arrested for allegedly voting for blank twice.
Donald Trump.
Right, a man in rural Australia trying to find a restroom was surprised when he instead found blank.
He was trying to find a restroom
and instead he found blank.
He found gold?
No, he found the never-before-discovered ruins of an ancient civilization.
That's the same thing.
Pretty much. Yeah. On Sunday, 3 astronauts returned to Earth after spending 4 months on blank.
Space station?
Yeah, after being robbed at gunpoint in Paris last month, blank reportedly fired her longtime bodyguard.
Kim Kardashian.
Right. This week, New York's Metropolitan Opera was forced to cancel a performance when a man blanked during intermission.
Died?
No. When he dumped his friend's ashes into the orchestra pit.
I read about this.
According to the Met, audience members caught the man dumping a suspicious white powder into the pit during the second intermission. This led to the performance being canceled, though it was later revealed the powder was actually just cremains, and the man was simply trying to honor his mentor's final wish, which was to finally make something interesting happen at the opera. Did Alonzo Bowden do well enough to win?
He got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 14. Very close, but he couldn't catch Roxanne.
Oh, Roxanne Roberts. She loves to win because she's good at it.